No talks with anyone, no offers received.
Right, because there's a lot of speculation suggesting that that you're already in talks with Swansea. That's not true, is it not?
Well, we're talking about the football industry here, and the truth and facts generally have very little bearing on what's actually going on the ground. But no offers, no discussions whatsoever.
Do you expect any further offers between now and the end of January?
Well, we had the offer in summer from Cardiff. That was the only offer in the summer, and I was surprised that that Tom didn't see that as a good move, but for valid reasons, he decided not to go. So who knows? That's out of our hands whether there'll be any interest or not, but nothing so far.
I know that you offered him a new contract to try and keep him beyond the summer. What are the chances, do you think, of him signing that and staying?
I think it depends largely on the on any interest this window, so it's how Tom's thinking, and I suppose which clubs come in, clearly. Geography or particular clubs have got greater importance than with normally in football transfers, where it seems to be solely a financial thing. We'll see. If no one comes in, then perhaps we can sit down and talk about a new contract.
Because the last thing you want, I suppose, Carl, is for him to just walk away and you don't get anything for him.
Well, that's not likely to happen because, obviously, of his age, he may go abroad. But I think we're generally pretty circumspect about the whole thing, and it's outside our control, as most things are. So we'll just have to roll with the punches.
I know you've had a lot of players go back who were on loan with Blackpool. What is the situation in terms of being able to recruit further players?
Well, we'll recruit as the manager and as the manager requires. Paul's got an extensive list, and it's not something we've had chance to go through yet, or certainly Paul's not been in a position to let me have the players that he wants us to chase. But it's got an extensive list, and we will be trying to. Well, we need to recruit four or five players, and we shall be doing that, whether that's permanence or on loan. But I don't think that players will generally be too hard to come by, and we do need to recruit.
You say signing, so that suggests that you might be willing to spend some money here as well?
Well, you always spend money when you take a player on loan.
Sure.
Some of the players that were on loan were on $8,000 a week, so your contribution to their wages. So you always spend money. And if you have a player on loan all season, it costs the club $400,000, plus other bits and pieces, appearance and bonus. So I wouldn't ever think that anything you do in football doesn't cost you money. So yes, money will be spent.
OK, I understand that, the wages and everything, but in terms of transfer fees, would it be better in the long term to get people on longer contracts rather than having to sort of get by after 6 months and then start again?
I don't think it makes any difference. Obviously, it depends on the opinion. It's the manager's opinion that's particularly important. And all we want, the only mandate we've got, is that we bring people in who improve us and give us options and strengthen the side. So it matters not whether it's a permanent signing or where we pay a transfer fee and generally lower wages, or a loan signing where you tend to pay higher wages and ordinarily attract a player from a higher level who's generally got better instant ability and impact on the side. It's totally a matter of preference. It's not my preference. It's up to the manager. I don't tend to interfere in these things. So we'll see what the window throws at us.